This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Well, I thought we might get away with a summer free of massive forest wildfires, but our luck ran out last weekend. We now have two huge fires and many, many smaller fires burning throughout southern Oregon and northern California, and we still have a few months left of fire season. Seems like that happens each and every summer recently. Now, I hate to say I told you so, but I did. Last year, when the fire season was finally and mercifully over, I said our government, both state and federal, would scream and holler about making changes so these huge wildfires would never burn again. Then, after pontificating about all the changes they were going to make, they would actually do nothing. And that's what they did. Nothing. So as another terrible wildfire season gets underway yet again, we hear the same hue and cry from our elected officials. They're going to take care of this problem. Yeah, right. So today, the House of Representatives voted for a package of bills to address the growing threat of wildfires. Now, at first blush, you think, hey, that's great. Finally. Then the details come out. What was the number one issue they sought to address in these bills? More logging, you say? More brush clearing, you say? More planes and helicopters and heavy equipment, you say? Well, no. It was making sure that firefighters get at least $20 per hour. Now, I kid you not. Now, I don't have an issue with our brave firefighters making at least $20 an hour. They more than earn it. But first and foremost should have been a plan to get back to logging our forest responsibly and clearing brush at the same time to help our forest fight back against wildfire. House Republican Representative Tom McClintock of neighboring California had the best quote. He said, "Excess timber will always come out of the forest. Either we will carry it out or nature will burn it out. When we carried it out by logging, we enjoyed healthy forests and a thriving economy. Our forests are now morbidly overgrown, and nature is again burning out the excess." Truer words have never been spoken. Yet the democratically controlled House is too busy to pay any attention. Other parts of the bills include substantial money to establish a National Disaster Safety Board to collect data on natural disasters and provide recommendations to prevent future loss of life. Gee, that'll take a lot of thought. Plus, it would create another board to study wildfire impacts and the effects of climate change on the fires. You knew that had to be in there. I mean, what a waste of taxpayer money. The solution is basic and simple. Log the forests and clear the underbrush in the forest. It's that easy. Perhaps it's too simple for these scholarly minds in government to comprehend as a solution. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.